The recipient of this year's Nobel Prize for Literature was announced today. He's Wole Soyinka, a 52-year-old Nigerian playwright and author. Soyinka's best-known work in this country is probably Ake, his childhood memoir. Soyinka is the first African and the first black to win the Distinguished Prize for Literature. And he was in Paris today when he heard the news. Melody Walker reports.
Wole Soyinka is in Paris to attend a meeting of the International Theater Institute, a non-governmental organization at UNESCO headquarters. Appearing somewhat annoyed by the crowd of reporters who cornered him in a lounge at UNESCO, the Nigerian writer confessed that he wasn't really prepared for the onslaught of instant Nobel Prize fame.
I'm not really enjoying it, honestly. I had no psychological preparation. You know, I just into it like that. You know, if I'd had some notice and I'd been able to, you know, prepare myself, you know, like an athlete going into combat, into competition, perhaps. But this has been rather sudden, you know, really, really sudden, most unexpected.
Soyinka says he accepted the news of the Nobel Prize for Literature with a deep sense of honor, but not for himself alone. He says the award goes beyond his individual work and honors all African writers.
I don't believe in literary prizes, and therefore when I read of a literary prize, I tend to see the prize in a much larger context than the individual writer. Mm. Because how do you judge works of literature? How do you compare works of literature from different cultures? It's an almost impossible task. So certain considerations must go into the choice of somebody to receive an award of this kind. And those considerations must go outside of the person himself. It has to do with the context. Without any compromise with literary qualities, I do not believe that I'm considered a bad writer. That's why I've been given this prize. No, don't misunderstand me. Yeah. But I'm saying that it's more than just being an acceptable writer who gives some kind of literary pleasure to discerning, sophisticated people. It goes beyond that. It has to do with the significance of this occasional symbolic event, and it is very much a symbolic event, for all the African writer, for even the third world, for even the universal literature, because it opens the universe to the literature, not merely of the recipient of the prize, but of the society from which his literature comes. It opens them to certain nuggets, literary and artistic nuggets, which they have taken for granted, which they have relegated to the exotica. So it's a symbolic prize, and I view it as such.
Wole Soyinka writes poetry, plays, and novels in his native Yoruba and in English. He studied theater in England in the 1950s after attending Leeds University. Then he returned to Nigeria in 1960 to form a highly successful and popular theater group. His works, including political satire sketches, have been translated into many languages and performed all over the world. Soyinka says he is a writer for the theater above all else, and he feels perfectly comfortable writing in both his native tribal language as well as in English.
In the history of the world, there have been many writers, in fact, who ended up writing in a language which is not their first language. I think it's possible to exaggerate the angst which goes with this kind of imposition which becomes almost second nature. But I think if one examines the question of translation, and the works of African writers have been translated into all languages, the works of Chinua Achebe, like mine, have been translated into Japanese, Arabic, Russian, Bulgarian, and of course African languages as well, then the problem becomes much smaller.
Soyinka was reluctant to talk about his work amid the microphones, clicking cameras, and glaring TV lights. With a smile, he criticized reporters for preventing him from attending his UNESCO meeting today and said he hoped to return to Nigeria as soon as possible, where he can have some peace and quiet and time to write. For National Public Radio, this is Melody Walker in Paris.